With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
The F grade of the weekend. And that is going to the Chicago Cubs. In case you missed it, the Cubs had some issues with the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend. The Cubs lost 14-3 to the Pirates. But maybe the most amazing thing was, had a few issues to start the game. Let's say John Lester had some problems early on. The Cubs got down 10-0 in the top of the first. 10-0. What on earth is with the Cubs? Like, this is largely the same team that had the best record in baseball last year, won the World Series, and now they kind of appear to be a mess.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
I decided to give my A grade to former Cavs GM David Griffin. David Griffin made the intelligent decision to withdraw his name for the New York Knicks front office position that was left open by Phil Jackson's firing. I believe that is a really smart move by David Griffin, because obviously Phil Jackson was not doing a good job. But here's the thing. The real issue here with all this to me is James Dolan. You know, there's that saying, a fish rots from the head down. Like, well, a franchise rots from the owner down. And James Dolan's kind of been the constant throughout all the awfulness that has been the New York Knicks over the years. From Isaiah Thomas to Phil Jackson and everything in between, he's been the constant. The guy went and played with his band on draft night, for crying out loud.
Only on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
The fact that last week Justin got hurt in a workout, broke his foot, now needs surgery, could be out for months now, that right there is why you go. To me, what happened last week with Justin Patton, broke his foot, had to have surgery, is out indefinitely here for a handful of months, is why you leave. Because you kind of just never know. And listen, this broken foot isn't a huge deal. It's not like microfracture surgery or anything like that. But it could be. I mean, there's a laundry list of big men in NBA history that once their feet have begun to break down, it's been one thing after another of their careers somewhat struggling.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Cubs, you get an F, right? You get an F. Game Time 1620 The Zone.
Thanks for watching.
1620 The Zone. .com, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Just got alerted to some pretty big news I'll share with you in a little bit regarding something that's going to be happening in Lincoln in a couple of months. Yeah, that's a tease. That is a tease. Matt Verzal is going to stop by in about a half hour. We're going to get a little bit more manly. I can't wait to do that. Today, the big topic du jour, at least in our neck of the woods, a.k.a. 11 to 2, has been doing my list of top 10 Huskers post-1997. So, you know, Landa10.com put out their top 25 Huskers of all time, and it's gotten a ton of attention, a lot of bad attention, because the list has kind of been head-scratching, to say the least. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to do my own list and put my own little qualifier, one little spin on it. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to do post-1997 top 10 Huskers. And this list has been a little bit more challenging than I thought it would be. I was kind of eliciting some different advice from some different people over the weekend, sat down, really combed through some things, got my Wikipedia Google game right, and it was fun. So I did my 10 through 6 earlier on, and number 10, I had Keo Craver. He was a stud corner. Kind of a guy that, to me, gets forgotten about. He was a first-team All-American, two-time first-team All-Big 12 selection, really good punt returner, had three career touchdowns, had a knack for making a big play. 9 was Levante David. I mean, obviously, what he did in his two-year span was nothing short of remarkable. I felt like I kind of leaned towards guys that had longevity and longer careers. That's the only reason Levante's not higher. But, you know, he had the most tackles ever in by a two-year player at Nebraska. He was incredible. Number 8, I had Amir Abdullah. Obvious reasons, finished second all-time in rushing yards behind Mike Rozier. He was spectacular. Number 7, Tony Finotti, O-lineman, Pancake King. He holds all of Nebraska's pancake records. I couldn't believe when I saw this stat. single game record, 32 pancakes against Texas Tech. Who the hell is he going against? Like Mava? Like who is he trying to, like, good God. Then number six, Ralph Brown, maybe the best corner in school history. 52 consecutive starts, was a first-team All-American, three-time first-team All-Big 12, holds almost every record in terms of pass breakups in school history. So those are 10 through 6. So here is my top five Nebraska football players post-1997. If you played it down after 97, you're eligible. That was my parameters. All right, number five, Dominic Raiola. I have a rule. You know what? If you won the Remington Trophy, you're a stud, and you automatically are in the top five of this list. Honestly, he could have been higher. He was a guy that I kind of struggle with, but it gets tough when you get to in the top five. You got a lot of good players. But the big one, I mean, Remington Award winner, best center in college football. I mean, come on now. And even though this is just a college thing, also had a really good, long, consistent pro career. Played 14, 15 years with Detroit. Dominic Raiola was also a consensus first-team All-American in 2000, the year he won the Remington Award. He set a school record for knockdowns 2 years in a row as an offensive lineman. And, of course, he was first-team All-Conference in the Big 12. And I was texting Jason Peter about it, about this list, picking his brain a little bit. And Jason's in a text, he said, Dom was the scout team center my senior year. When your heads collided with Dom, it was like getting hit with a sledgehammer. So there you go. I love the way Jason puts it. So I got Dominic Raiola at number five. Number four, Barrett Rood. And y'all know he's one of my best friends. I've known him my entire life. Grew up with him. He's like my brother. He was a groomsman in my wedding. I was a groomsman in his wedding. I absolutely love this guy. But his career was big time at Nebraska. He is Nebraska's all-time tackle leader in Husker history. I mean, nobody in the history of Nebraska football has ever made more tackles than Barrett Rood. And one of the things I've noticed over the years, just being around Nebraska football circles, getting to talk to a lot of different guys that played, Barrett is one of the more well-respected guys to ever play there. I mean, if I'm talking to Jason Peter or Verz or Damon or John Bowling, or like they all kind of bring Barrett up and talk about how good he was. But so Barrett, 432 career tackles, most all time. He started 37 of 50 games played, so he stepped in and was productive right away. Obviously, first-team All-Big 12 in 2004, was second-team All-Big 12 in 2003. His instincts and nose for the ball carrier were incredible. I mean, Barrett's not, and he'll be the first to tell you, Barrett's not the biggest, fastest, strongest, most athletic guy in the world, but Barrett is just a football player. Barrett knows how to play football. No one studies the film better than he does, and his instincts at that Mike linebacker spot, second to none, and that's what allowed him to just always be around the football, rack up 432 career tackles, most all-time in Nebraska history. So I got Barrett Rood at number four. Number three, Mike Brown. Probably in my top three all-time favorite Nebraska football players ever. Stud. Finished his career as the second all-time tackle leader. Finished his career as a first-team All-American in 1999. He was second-team or two-time first-team All-Big 12. He was the quarterback of that secondary that was the last one to win it all. Hard hitter, great open field tackler, and he was one of those guys. You see some safeties that are maybe good at this but struggle at that, or good at that or struggle at this. Like, to me, he was like a, they talk about five tool players. Like, he could do it all at that safety spot. First of all, he was really smart. He was really good against the pass. He could obviously come downhill and stick the ball carrier, and homeboy rarely whiffed. And that is huge as a safety, because oftentimes you're the last line of defense, and when it came between, it was you, Mike Brown, and a touchdown, Mike Brown was going to take you down. You know? I mean, that's just how it was. And so for me, when I think of all-time safeties at Nebraska, he's the first guy I think of. I think he's probably the best safety to ever play at Nebraska. So for me, Mike Brown, total stud. I put him at number three. And for me, the top two were obvious. It was just a matter of what order you wanted to put them in terms of top 10 Huskers post-1997. I went with Eric Crouch at number two. And I know. I mean, Heisman Trophy winner 2001. But I went Crouch at number two. And what Crouch did in that season was nothing short of remarkable. One of the best single seasons you'll ever see. And I've said this before. This is just my opinion. This is just me. To me, Crouch is the best option running quarterback I've ever seen. Just in terms of being able to, you know, the reads, the being able to make pitches down the field. Crouch could run you over, make you miss, and run away from you. That 2001 team was solid, good, not great, and he got him to a national championship game. Shattered school records, too many to rattle off to you right now. And, you know, the catch from Stunts against Oklahoma is what people remember first. But to me, his 95-yard touchdown run against Missouri was his most memorable play. Where it really was like 110 yards total, where he got all the way back in the end zone and, you know, making a couple of guys miss. Just, I mean, the guy won the freaking Heisman. So no matter what, he's top two. Eric Crouch, number two. And then number one, of course, big Ndamukong Suh. His 2009 season was one of the most dominant things I think I've ever seen in college sports history, regardless of basketball, whatever. He was incredible. I mean, he almost won the Heisman as a defensive lineman. His performance against Texas in the Big 12 title game in 2009 was jaw-dropping. I mean, he was the AP College Player of the Year in 2009. And I don't care what anyone says, Ndamukong Suh was the best player in college football that year, even if he didn't win the Heisman. He was the first defensive lineman Heisman Trophy finalist since Warren Sapp in 1994. He led Nebraska in tackles with 85 in 2009. And he was the first defensive tackle to lead Nebraska in tackles in back-to-back seasons. And the guy was just a menace. Tackles for loss, quarterback hurry, sacks. He was all over it. It felt like it was just the ball was snapped, Sue was in the backfield. And he could also make plays downfield. I mean, I remember there was a play against Missouri on that there was a, you know, like a little jailbreak bubble screen, and it was Sue that read it, dropped back, and made the tackle like 2 yards down the field over near the sideline. He was liable to make any play because not only was he big and strong, but he was mobile and he could move. So to me, Ndamukong Suh is the best player post 1997. So I got Suh at number one. So there you go. Top 10 Huskers post 1997. Got Keo Craver at 10, Levante David at 9, Amir Abdullah 8, Tony Finotti at number 7, Ralph Brown 6, Dominic Raiola at 5. Barrett Root at number 4, Mike Brown at number 3, Eric Crouch at 2, and Ndamukong Suh at number 1. You can react to that, 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or, of course, you can hit me on Twitter, at Nick Ball. Let's take a break. Pick Versus Brain. When he stops by in about 15 minutes, maybe some names I left off. Some guys that he'd have maybe have higher or lower. Be fun to talk to Burrs. Do that in about 15 minutes. Got some big takeaways from doing this list that I found interesting that I'll get into when we come back. Game time.